Time now for the Friday Left of Lansing Short on September 22nd, 2023. You know, it's one thing for MAGA Christian Nationalist Republicans to vote against a woman's right to an abortion. It's one thing for MAGA Christian Nationalist Republicans to pass cruel and onerous laws setting up roadblocks for women seeking abortion care. But it's a completely different thing when a Democrat joins with Republicans in fighting against a woman's health and economic rights. This week, Democratic State Representative Karen Whitsett from Michigan's 4th District in Detroit voted against the Reproductive Health Act during the House Health Policy Committee hearing on the legislation. Now, as I talked about this bill a few weeks ago with Ashley Fennessy from Planned Parenthood of Michigan and Planned Parenthood Advocates of Michigan, the Reproductive Health Act would reverse years of hurtful laws enacted by Republicans designed to punish and shame women needing abortion care. Among the highlights, the RHA would end the mandatory 24-hour waiting period, which was almost like Christian nationalists saying they don't trust that women can make their own decisions. Oh, wait, sorry, they don't. It repeals the so-called partial birth abortion law, which carries a 2-year felony penalty on doctors who perform the rare procedure for late-term pregnancies. You see, these procedures are done when there's no chance the fetus will survive. And these are painful decisions for the woman or couples who wanted to have a baby. The law did contain exceptions for the mother's life, but as we know, that's not always enough. It would repeal those ridiculous Republican laws like forcing abortion providers to abide by the same architectural and licensing requirements that surgical centers must follow, otherwise known as trap laws, and it would reverse a ban on state funds being used for abortions. Plus, it would allow for Medicaid dollars to be used for abortion care. Now, you see, that's a biggie, and it would help make reproductive care more fair for low-wage earners. The rich wouldn't just be the ones benefiting from this whole thing. But Representative Whitsett voted against the measure in committee, saying she did not want one penny of Medicaid going towards abortion care, citing that it would drain dollars away from her senior citizen constituents. Now, I've tried looking up how the RHA would divert $1 of Medicaid coverage for seniors, but I can't seem to find one. I think she's making it up. Oh, and by the way, Whitsett says that she's against repealing the waiting period provision and the stupid building regulations. Now, this is not the first time Representative Whitsett has joined MAGA Republicans. If you recall, she traveled to the White House in 2020 to celebrate Donald Trump's support of hydroxychloroquine. She credited Trump after she took the anti-malaria drug once she was infected with COVID. Of course, scientists warned that the drug never worked and it was potentially dangerous to take. But there she was at the White House during the campaign season celebrating this falsehood with Trump. Whitsett's misguided and dangerous embrace of Trump's failed COVID policies earned her a censure from fellow Detroit Democrats. Regardless, she still won her primary and is continuing her battle to hurt her constituents and all women across the state of Michigan. And with Democrats holding a narrow lead in the House, her no vote will very well defeat the bill. Here's the thing. Whitsett's district backed Proposal 3, which enshrined abortion rights in the state constitution, by a 68% margin. 68%! Perhaps it's time for some true progressives in that 4th district to give Representative Whitsett a well-fought primary, a progressive who will stand up for women's rights and basic common sense. Representative Whitsett, please, you are always welcome to come on the podcast at any time to discuss this further if anything I've said here is wrong. But I don't think I'm wrong, and as Planned Parenthood Advocates of Michigan President and CEO Paula Thornton Greer said in a statement, if Representative Whitsett votes in opposition, she will be solely responsible for the continued enforcement of dozens of anti-abortion restrictions that disproportionately harms women of color and people who are struggling to make ends meet. You know, it's one thing for MAGA Republicans to vote against women's health and economic freedoms. I mean, they want to push women's rights back to the 19th century. But it's a whole new ballgame when it's a so-called Democrat who joins in that movement. And it's why, if she goes ahead with it, Representative Whitsett should face a stiff primary race next year. LeftofLansing@gmail.com is the best way to always contact me. Plus, you can follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and the Instagram.